Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson from the Bunkerna District will be joining us shortly for Community Garda information, but a chance to look at some of your comments. I went through the courts for 7 years as a survivor of domestic violence. Yes, I totally agree. Those that cause domestic violence should be named and shamed. Even after 10 years, it feels like he's got away with it. In my case, if he was named, I'd feel there would have been some justice and protection for others that might start a relationship with him. Thanks to Donegal Domestic Violence Services for getting me through. And thank you so much for sharing your very personal story, because that gives me a great insight going forward. And the truth is people generally don't change their behaviour. You know, you might get a guy or a woman, and if they're like that with one partner, they might be like that with others as well. So, you know, forewarned is forearmed. If that information was out there, it might protect someone else from wasting a number of years of their lives. A caller says her son did his test a number of times for a number of different reasons. This is the driving test. One, reschedule via them. That was okay. The instructor was sick. Second time, the instructor cancelled because a light came on the dashboard. Nothing to affect the running of the car. Third time, he actually got out to do it, but unfortunately he failed. The fourth time, the instructor was very unprofessional, set a stain on the seat, explained the car was over 10 years old and the car had been cleaned and the stain wouldn't come off. Very precious. The fifth time, the instructor said the seat felt wet and refused to do it. That is remarkable. When he called up to complain, the RSA stood behind their instructors. It was a very unpleasant experience for this young learner driver. I've spoken to other family and they've said their family members have had similar experiences. How is this allowed to happen and why is no one asking questions now? There was a story that made the media that someone's test was cancelled because the green strip was not, they'd printed it off in a black and white printer. That's the law. The green strip has to be on show. I'm not saying it's right or fair and it's not pernickety. It is, but the green strip's important. Wet seats, stains on seats. I mean, are there other people out there that have had the experience whereby an instructor refused the test because of the condition of the car in terms of its cleanliness? I mean, an old car is going to have stains on the seats. It doesn't mean they're going to transfer to clothes. That's unbelievable. I'm not doubting it didn't happen. The protest on Saturday is not aimed at legal migrants who are here working or indeed those who are on temporary refugee status, rather those who arrived here illegally after destroying their documents. What has Meehan to say about the wee girl who was raped in Letterkenny last year? Councillor Devine is happy to see illegal immigrants housed before defective concrete block victims. He should resign. What makes this conversation incredibly difficult to have is that, unfortunately, now in this day and age, we've got very extreme views. So it's a very emotive argument that to bring up the sexual assault of someone, and that is horrendous, and it should never have happened. That trial is yet to happen, so we don't know stuff that we need to know. I have to be very careful with my words there. Is that representative of everyone that comes into this country? So is that a valid argument or a motive argument? Many people would feel, yeah, of course it's a valid argument. But at the same time, if you stand in defence of those who are genuine migrants, is that also a cause to be criticised? I don't know. Calling for Councillor Devine to resign is remarkable, because the people you're talking of, the illegal immigrants, those who destroyed their documents, they're not being moved into homes or they're not having houses built for them. They're in collective accommodation. So dealing with that, whether you like it or not, is not necessarily impacting the construction of defective concrete blocks. It's a very complex one, and you're damned if you talk about it and you're damned if you don't. That's the reality of it. What I will say is that Declan Meehan is correct, that even if I think he probably will be correct, that there's going to be people with different motivations for being there. There's going to be those who, you have to be seven generations Irish to be even counted as Irish, let alone white. And we did see in Dublin, although it was probably a minority of people chanting at black people to go home, people that have been here for years. So we'll see. We can only determine after the fact what kind of a protest it is. But I do know there's lots of people are very peed off with the way things are and will want to get out in the streets. We just have to wait and see. Reparking bay for disabled drivers. This is a reflection on our society. Far too many self-absorbed, inconsiderate, lazy people out there. Another thing, talking of idiots, indicators are not an optional extra. I know, indicators are so important. Europe power blackout program kicks off yesterday. Conspiracy theorists have been forecasting that for years, but I mean, you can forecast a tornado for years. You can forecast a storm for years. What is the conspiracy? I do like a conspiracy theory. What's the one there? RTE says nothing about the big Irish march on Saturday, but funny enough, the ITV Ulster did today. I did see coverage of that march on RTE's website. A story was pushed to my timeline. I didn't see the RTE news, so I couldn't say whether they covered it or not. There's always going to be a dispute about numbers, isn't it? Someone will say, oh, there was 1,000. Someone else would say 200,000. That always is a sticking point for protests as well. It'll just be very interesting if people come out of the weekend feeling that what happened is representative of the people of Donegal. That's, I think, will be a critical litmus test. And Louise has committed to talk to us too. She'll give us an assessment of what she thought of it. My daughter has a disability, and we often find when we do get out, people are using granny disability parking tickets to leave her in the front seat while they run into the shop or do whatever they need to do. These spaces are only for when granny's actually getting out of the car to join you shopping, not to be used as a handy parking space. You see, there is going to be use and abuse, isn't there? Rightio, roll up, roll up. The circus is back in town. Yes, Duffy Circus is coming to Letterkenny at the Kiltoy Roundabout opposite Mr. Price with a great show. And promises their most amazing show yet, and it's running from Wednesday the 30th of April to Monday the 5th of May. And I think we're going too. I haven't been to a circus for a long time, so I'm going to be interested to see how much I enjoy it. I'm sure I will. Duffy's Circus is one of the world's oldest and most successful circuses, as you may know. And this year they have performances full of high-flying acrobats, death-defying stunt performers, clowns, aerial artists, jugglers, dancers, and much, much more. There's a cast of over 25 performers from all over the world and promises thrills, excitement, laughter, and an afternoon or evening of pure family fun. It's hard to get that nowadays. This is nice. Tickets are selling fast, so you need to book now if you don't want to miss out. It's online at tomduffycircus.com. On the show today, we've got three sets of six tickets to give away. One set of tickets per winner for this Thursday night, the 1st of May at 6:30 p.m. I think that's the one I'm going to. So six tickets. There's great value in this. It's a fantastic day out, evening out, and hopefully gives you enough time to get in after work. Most of us, it will. So on the show today, six tickets to give away, one set of tickets per winner for this Thursday night. So to be in with a chance of winning, simply text the answer to the following question with your name and address, 086 60 25000. Where is Duffy's Circus this week? Where is Duffy's Circus this week? Is it Letterkenny or Dublin? Why are we insulting listeners with that question? Did you come up with that? Why are we insulting listeners? Is it Letterkenny or Dublin? Of course we know the answer to that. Anyway, sorry about that. It's just so everyone enters. It's free to enter, of course. 086 60 25000. Where is Duffy's Circus this week? We want to keep it as fun as possible. Is it A, Letterkenny, or B, Dublin? And please only enter if you and five of your friends or family members can get along to Duffy's Circus this Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. It runs from Wednesday to Monday on the site at the Kiltoy Roundabout, and you can book your tickets at tomduffycircus.com. There you go. Couldn't do more for you. 086 60 25000. That is how you enter. Right, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up thereafter, Community Garda information. Stay right where you are.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 91-26025.
Okay, time for this week's edition of Community Garda information. It's Tuesday the 29th of April 2025, and I'm in studio with Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson from the Bunkrana District. Good morning, Charlene. Thanks so much for calling up.
Good morning, Greg.
Quite a lot to get through, and we'll start with an appeal in relation to the road traffic collision in Malin yesterday.
That's correct, Greg. So, Gardaí, you're appealing for witnesses in relation to a two-vehicle road traffic collision that occurred on the R242, which is approximately 1 kilometre outside Malin, on Monday the 28th of April, shortly before 2:35pm. Now, the collision involved a lorry and a motorcycle. The motorcyclist was removed from the scene and taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The lorry driver was not injured. We're appealing this morning to anyone who may have witnessed the collision to make contact with Gardaí in Buncrana on 0749320540, or anyone who may have travelled along the route from Mallintown to Lag Road who may be in possession of dash cam footage. We'd ask them to make contact with Gardaí. The road currently remains closed this morning for an examination and it is expected to remain closed for a number of hours. There are diversions in place along the route.
Okay, and just a reminder, the Gardaí make it as easy as possible to retrieve that dash cam footage. Use of experts in that area as well.
That's correct.
We'll head south to Donegal Town and a burglary being investigated.
That's correct, Greg. So Gardaí in Donegal Town are investigating a burglary that occurred at a house in Ardeskin, Donegal Town, on Sunday the 27th of April between 2am and 3am. A resident of the house woke to discover that a male intruder was in her home. Upon being disturbed, the intruder left immediately. Now, nothing was stolen from the property. The glass in the front door is believed to have been smashed by the intruder on exiting the property. So we appeal once again for information in relation to this particular incident. If anyone noticed anything suspicious in the area, if anyone's seen anything suspicious, someone might have witnessed the incident. Or indeed, if anyone lives in the Ardeskin area, they may have dash cam footage. Sometimes, you know, even when cars are not switched on, if there's any motion sensors, there is some dash cams that would pick that up.
Yeah,
so we just ask anyone that if they do have dash cam footage, we ask them to check the footage, to make contact then with Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071-985-8530.
Yeah, and all burglaries obviously are extremely problematic, but when you hear of someone being woken to someone in the property, it is...
It's a very frightening situation for anyone to find themselves in.
Criminal damage in Buncrana next, Charlene.
That's right. So Gardaí in Buncrana recently received a report in relation to criminal damage that occurred at the playground at the shorefront in Buncrana. Now, it is believed that this damage occurred in around 11:30pm on Saturday the 29th of March, but I will say it was just reported to Gardaí recently. So significant damage was caused to the fence of the playground and it appeared to have been struck by a vehicle. So just once again, we'd appeal to anyone that has any information in relation to this particular incident to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 932-0540.
And just in case it further jogs memories, you might remember that we spoke to Councillor Jack Murray at that time, just so you know that that's the incident we're talking of as well. Criminal damage this time in Lifford.
Yes, so Gardaí and Lifford are appealing for witnesses to an incident of criminal damage that occurred at a property in Crowan Heights, Lifford, on Thursday the 24th of April at approximately 10:50pm. Now, a set of garden furniture, which was placed at the front of the house, and a wheelie bin that was at the rear of the house was set on fire. Two windows of the house were smashed, one at the front and one at the back. So once again, we'd appeal for anyone who may have any information in relation to this particular incident, anyone that has dash cam footage between the hours of 10:30pm and 11pm to make that footage available to us. We're also particularly interested in any sightings of two males on foot in the area or any suspicious vehicles that people, the locals, may have seen.
Yeah, and of course, you know, anytime fires are lit close to residential property or anywhere for that matter, you know, there's a danger to life, but also you're pulling emergency services resources away from, you know, other calls. And the same could be said of the next incident in Bridge End.
That's right. So Gardaí in Buncrana are appealing for information in relation to criminal damage incident. This occurred in Bonnymain Bridge End at approximately 6am on Sunday the 27th of April. Now, two cars were set on fire at a property around that time. The fire brigade attended the scene and extinguished the fires. The two cars were burnt out and damage was also caused to a third car as a result of the incident. So like all the other appeals, we're once again appealing for information in relation to anyone that has any information in relation to the incident or indeed dash cam footage to make that footage available to us. Or indeed, they can always contact the Gardaí confidential line as well.
Yeah, of course. Right, now to New Mills and a theft towards the end of April.
So Letterkenny Gardaí are investigating the theft of a trailer from a yard in New Mills, and that's near the corn and flax mill. Between Friday the 25th of April at 5pm, and 9 a.m. on Monday, the 28th of April. Now, the lock was cut off two gates in order to gain access to the yard. The trailer in question is a 10-foot by 4-foot flatbed McKelvey trailer with twin axles. And once again, we make our appeal, if anyone has any information in relation to this incident, to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100. Should anyone come across this type of trailer for sale on a second-hand basis, we'd ask them to contact Gardaí.
Yes, and I'm not saying whether that trailer was or wasn't property marked, but we're going to be talking a little later about a property marking event, and very useful, and we'll remind people of when often these items are found or located, getting it back to its rightful owner. Right, now, an e-bike was stolen in Letterkenny, is that right?
That's correct, Greg. So Letterkenny Gardaí are appealing for information or dashcam footage following a report of a theft that occurred on Tuesday, the 22nd of April, at the Port Road in Letterkenny. A lady had parked her black DYU electric bike at the back of her place of work on that date, and it was stolen from there shortly before 1:20 p.m. Now, CCTV has been viewed, and a male youth wearing a black puffer jacket can be seen leaving the area on the bike. So if anyone has any information in relation to this particular incident, if anyone travelled in the area of the station roundabout, the Port Road, Letterkenny Shopping Centre, that may have dashcam footage from approximately 1 to 1:45 p.m. on this date, we would ask them to make that footage available to us. Should anyone come across, just like the previous incident, should they come across this particular bike for sale on a second-hand basis, we'd ask them to alert Gardaí so that it can be checked out. Yeah. It may not be the bike, but you never know.
Exactly. So quite specific there. Lunchtime on Tuesday, the 22nd of April, black puffer jacket. Mm-hmm. Right, a van stolen in Letterkenny next.
Again, Letterkenny Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to the theft of a white Ford van with a partial registration number 09DL from Dromore, Letterkenny, between Tuesday the 22nd of April at 8 p.m. and the early hours of Wednesday the 23rd of April. Now, the van was recovered in the area of Bridge End on Wednesday morning, where it had collided with the roundabout. The collision is believed to have occurred between approximately 5:30 a.m. and 5:50 a.m. and the van was abandoned there. So once again, our appeal this morning is for anyone who may have witnessed the collision, anyone that has any information in relation to the collision, to contact Gardaí in either Letterkenny on 9167100 or Buncrana 932 0540.
Two road traffic collisions next, starting in Annagry.
That's correct. So Gardaí in Annagry are investigating road traffic collision that occurred on the R295 in Annagry East on Thursday the 24th of April shortly after 4 p.m. A cyclist was struck by a small silver car near the graveyard in Annagry, but the driver failed to remain at the scene. They drove onwards towards the Gwydor direction. The cyclist sustained injuries as a result of the collision, none of which are believed to be life-threatening in nature. We appeal to any road users this morning with dashcam footage who may have been in the area at the time to make that footage available to us, or indeed anyone who may have any information can contact Gardaí in Bumbeg on 07495 31.
Yeah, and it's always best to come forward as well. Maybe the person panicked, or maybe they weren't fully aware of what happened for one reason or another. Always best to come forward in these instances and engage with Gardaí yourself, I'd imagine.
Absolutely.
There was a road traffic collision also in Kilmacrennan.
Yeah, so on Monday the 21st of April, between 1 p.m. and 1:30 p.m, a two-car collision occurred on the N56 at Castlegay, Kilmacrennan. That's the Listeran to Kilmacrennan Road. Mm. Now, two males exited one of the cars involved, and they are believed to have left the scene in a black VW Golf that was unrelated to the collision. So we'd appeal to anyone who may have been in the area at the time, once again, who may have dashcam footage, or indeed anyone that has any information in relation to this particular incident, to contact Gardaí in Milford on 91530 60.
Right, an update on a recent detection and successful arrest, Charlene.
Yes, so this occurred yesterday. Gardaí in Donegal Town received a report in relation to a vehicle that was stolen from Northern Ireland. Now, Gardaí from Donegal Town, they were assisted by roads police and units. They searched for the vehicle and they located the vehicle a short time later. The vehicle was stopped and the driver was arrested, and he currently remains in custody. He's been charged and he's been brought to court this morning. very good detection by the members involved.
Indeed. Now, unfortunately, over the Easter weekend, we were, I think, disproportionately represented in the national detection results. In excess of 10% if the national results were fulsome in terms of being detected either under the influence of drink and drug driving. And we've got more recent figures now to digest, Charlene.
That's right. So unfortunately, over the course of the weekend, so between Friday the 25th and Sunday the 27th of April, a number of drivers were arrested in the Donegal division for being under the influence of alcohol and drugs. And we have that figure this morning. There was actually 11 in total, which is huge figures for the weekend. They're worrying, Greg. You know, we continue to urge people and urge drivers never get behind the wheel of a car while you're under the influence of drugs or alcohol. As we always say, just to slow down, to leave extra time for your journey, you know, stay off your mobile phone, pull in, take that call, or, you know, if you are driving, slow down, and I suppose always expect the unexpected. And we say these things all the time, but I'm very conscious that we are approaching another bank holiday weekend, and statistics would indicate that on bank holiday weekends that figures in serious and fatal road traffic collisions are on the rise. And I would just appeal to people this morning. I'm sergeant in charge of the roads policing unit in Inishowen, and you know, we've had an awful lot of serious and fatal collisions in Inishowen. And you know, when you deal with families, you see the other side of that. You deal with the members in the aftermath of these accidents. Nobody wants to be in that position, and I certainly don't want to be going to anybody's house this weekend. And I really hope with all my heart that I'm not. But I would ask people to slow down, you know, expect the unexpected, and please listen, you know, to the advice that you're being given. Drugs stay in your system. What people don't recognise, or maybe don't fully realise, maybe young people, you know, and I've seen it time and time again where young people have taken a certain drug at a party, it's still in their system 2 weeks later, and they're shocked when they undergo a roadside drug test and they fail, you know. So it's things like that. They are impaired, the drug is still in their system, and if you have taken alcohol, even if it's the night before, I would be asking myself a number of questions the next morning. Am I safe to drive? Am I okay? How do I feel? I've had drink taken last night. Did I eat anything? Maybe I shouldn't drive this morning. Mm-hmm. Maybe get somebody to drive me. These are the kind of questions that I would ask people to ask themselves before they get behind the wheel. And hopefully that we can save lives on the roads. And that's what's the most important thing.
Yeah, and sometimes when we get through a weekend, you wonder, we can't rely on luck. We can't roll the dice. I mean, Gardaí can't be everywhere. But these are really high detection numbers. We also know there is an issue with speeding and what have you. You know, we need to sort of start taking personal responsibility and getting a handle on this, because, as I say, looking at the figures, we could have fatal collisions every weekend. You know, sometimes I feel it's lucky that we don't, because these figures suggest there's an awful lot of people, because this is a sample, that are driving under the influence.
Absolutely.
And if that is not enough of a, if that's not enough of a incentive, and it should, of course, to you know, you have to deal with the Gardaí court fines, the loss of your license, the loss of your freedom to drive around the place, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these are all factors. Your insurance, God knows what your insurance might be once you get your license back, you know. So if you would hope safety is a good enough of a encouragement, but there's really quite firm punishment for these crimes.
Absolutely. And even for young people, and I would say to them time and time again that, you know, they'll be disqualified from driving, so on and so forth, but it's the aftermath of a serious collision or a fatal collision that they may end up, they may have to carry that with them for the rest of their life, you know. And it's just the trauma of all of that, being involved in one, being maybe responsible for one, and meeting families, known families that have people that are involved in collisions. It's all those things that we don't tend to think about. Yeah. You know, people say about the insurance, absolutely, it's so important that they have their driving license, their insurance, but it's the real trauma is after the event.
Yeah.
You know, for everybody involved, and even for ourselves attending accidents, like you're going to a scene, and I've been to many fatal accidents in Donegal in my time in roads policing. Every one of them is different, but they all stay with you, you know, in just a different way.
And I would imagine that, Charlene, if someone went with you to the scene of a road traffic collision, and we can never really describe what it's like because you have to be sensitive, right? But I have been told off air, and it's not something I would ever want to see in any circumstance, or made that 3 or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning call to a house. Like, if we could be with you or know your experience, we would never do it. I think you'd be confident of that, wouldn't you?
100%.
If someone was with you arriving first with the smoke and the smell and the everything that you see at the scene of a fatal road traffic collision, and then identifying that person get into that family's home house and dad or mom comes down the stairs and opens the doors. We would never, ever do what we tend to do, drinking and driving, speeding and stuff, because we'd know exactly what the consequences of that was. And it's sort of getting that, I mean, how do you get people to feel that? But I know, speaking to former colleagues of yours, it's an incredible frustration because they know what it is, they know what it means, but it's getting people to understand that until it's too late. Property marketing event. I mentioned this a little bit earlier on, and as I said, when we've talked about this previously, a lot of stuff comes back into Garda possession. It's about getting it back then to its owners, and this really helps in that regard, and it's a deterrent as well.
Absolutely, Greg. Yeah, so there's going to be a number of property marketing events, but there is one being held on Saturday the 3rd of May between 5pm and 7pm at the Clohan Centre. I suppose, yeah, it's a good opportunity to permanently mark your property. Please ensure that you have your correct air code with you, because it's so important. If your property then unfortunately is taken and we're looking for this, we find something and the air code is wrong and it's hard to match it then back to the person. So it's very important that they have the correct air code. Look, we can double check it for them when we're doing the property marking anyway, just to establish through maps and different things like that. But look, everybody's welcome to come along, and we would encourage them to come along as well. And if they have any property at all, from the smallest item like a mobile phone to trailers, different things, it's amazing what people bring to get marked. But look, bring it along and we'll do our best.
Yeah, I can say, I kind of want to know the weirdest thing, but anyway, that's for another day. We had a question in from a listener. Could you please ask Garda Sergeant Anderson, how do I get in contact with the PSV inspector in Letterkenny? I've got the answering machine, but there seems to be a digit missing from the number on the machine.
Okay, well, I would just say to the listener, Greg, if they just want to contact Letterkenny Garda Station 9167100, and the PSV inspector, he is based there, so they can pass on the information to him, or they can pop him an email and he'll be able to return the listener's call then.
Thank you so very much indeed. That was Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson, operating out of the Buncrana District. Thanks for so much for your time and calling down to us. There was a lot in that. If you want to listen back to any of those appeals, they'll be available on our podcast, which is live on our website just after 12:30, or we'll replay it too on our social media, and it'll be linked to on Garda Síochána social media a little later for you to watch back. And it's back with you live after the 10 o'clock news next Tuesday. So, four Pobl Scoil Gwyddor students are heading to Athens in Greece in July to represent Ireland after they were crowned All-Ireland Gaeltacht Entrepreneurial Champions for their project Eco Pours. The girls started the project in September and they went to the regionals in February, and the finals were held in Galway. Danielle Niari, good morning to you.
Hello.
We also have Fia.
Hello.
Nigelahol.
Yeah.
How are you getting on? Good. I don't know who you are, so I'm just looking up to see who responds to me. We also have Brianna Niari.
Yeah.
Hiya, Brianna. How are you getting on? I've already forgotten who spoke. And Molly Nigelahol as well. Good morning to you.
Hello.
All right, okay. We could have got the two sisters, is it? No?
No.
Just surname, same surnames. That's... Is that an accusation? You know, she's not that bad. And we also have Muncha Emer and Nick Glynn. How proud are you of the girls so far and what they've achieved before we get one of them to describe their project?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so proud of them, Greg. And it is. That's just exactly what it is. It's such an achievement. They started off this journey. There was 476 young entrepreneurs in the competition when it started in the regional finals in March there in Donegal, and then really then down to Galway, and to be the four finalists, and out of 476 to be four of the students from Pobl Scoil Gwyddor to be representing Ireland in the European finals in Athens is just such an achievement, and I'm so proud of them.
All right, Danielle, talk to us about EcoPause.
EcoPause is our business company that we've started in September, and it is a dog bed that we've made out of tyres, and it's reusable, like all recycled materials.
So is it, are the tyres broken down and reformed, or is it actually made of tyres?
No, it's not. We've cut the top of the tyres so that they're able to jump in.
Okay, cool. And of course, there's different sized tyres, isn't there?
Yeah.
And different sized dogs.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Brianna, why this? Why do we need an eco solution to a dog bed?
Because we've seen that the dogs were always coming in and ripping up the beds, destroying the beds. So we thought, why wouldn't we just get something to the dogs couldn't really destroy.
And how does it look, though? I mean, would you know it was made from a tyre?
Yeah, you would know it's made from a tyre. We also used a Hoover hose to put around the top of it so they couldn't hurt themselves on the tyre.
Yeah, because there's wires within the tyre as well, isn't there? Okay, cool. And Molly, what is the idea here? Is it you've created a fantastic idea? Are they available to purchase, or is it just like saying, look, we've presented this, this is what can be done, someone else can do it?
Yeah, so if you want to like buy one of our beds, you can buy them through our social media. Mm-hmm. So you can contact us through there if you want to get one of our beds.
And it's at EcoPause.
Yeah. Yeah. EcoPause 2025.
All right. And Molly, how important is sort of the social media side of it as well? It normally ties into these type of competitions. It's about getting positive messages out there as well.
So we've seen that it was social media was a really important part of creating a business, to promote the business, to show our product online and to follow the journey along.
Brianna, what has the competition been like so far? Did you have expectations in September that you'd end up in regional finals and all that kind of
stuff?
Yeah,
I think we did. You know,
yeah, we did,
thought we did from the start. Thought it was a good idea, and the competition's been really, it was nerve-wracking kind of, but I enjoyed it.
Danielle, have I spoke to you yet?
Yeah.
I have. Have I spoke to you, Fia?
No.
Okay, Fia. Sorry about that.
Okay.
How exciting is it then to be heading off to these finals now?
So, so exciting. Like, I never thought I'd ever be able to speak in front of all these people. Like, there was crowds of people down there, and I never thought I'd ever.
Because you have to sort of demonstrate why it's a good idea as well, don't you?
Yeah. We do interviews, and then we do a presentation in front of crowds of people, I would say.
Yeah. I think the judges also invest in the likes of you as well. It's about what you feel and how passionate you are about it, isn't it? So also to Munch McGlynn, Lee Glynn, we don't have to worry about fundraising either.
No, it's so it's a fully funded trip to Athens. So the girls and myself and another teacher are going. So we're going on the first.
Do you not need a journalist there just to make sure everything's covered?
We can definitely ask the rest if they're listening.
No problem whatsoever. Now, you might not see me much during the competition because I'll have to do some research of the area for the feature piece, you know?
Yeah. I think that's something that we could maybe ask the rest if they would be happy to fund that, Greg.
You might need to go to Radio Na Gaeltacht, I think, for them to backroll that. But anyway, hey, God loves a trier. It's really amazing, Molly, isn't it? You know, it's an amazing opportunity for you. But like 44 countries represented, so it's just a fantastic opportunity to meet other people as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, our communication skills have really come along during this journey, because then when we're over in Athens, we're going to meet all these other people and other entrepreneurs, so it'll be a good experience for us all.
Yeah, and no harm to others, Brianna, but sometimes these finals can be in places that really aren't quite as exciting as going to Greece is.
I know.
This is fantastic.
I can't wait to go to
Greece. It's an extra bonus. have you allowed yourself, Fia, to say what you might do if there's any downtime whilst you're over there?
Oh yeah, I heard that the weather's going to be brilliant, so I'll be out and about.
What about you, Danielle?
Yeah, the pool.
Brilliant stuff. So they're heading off on the 13th of July, and you're there Monday to Friday, so it's a proper nice little trip.
It is, yeah. So, well, what we're doing is we're leaving, I think we're depart Dublin on the Monday, and then we're over. So it's a very kind of Dragon's Den experience as well. They have to set up their pitches, they have to set up their stands. So that's done when you kind of arrive, and then they have rehearsals then, like, because there's going to be media coverage and there's going to be interviews and all of these things. So, you know, they will have rehearsal time to do prep for all of that. Then the actual event itself, then they have to present then in front of, as we said, 44 other countries. And again, it's just such an achievement and such an honour and such a privilege, even for the girls and obviously the school as well, to be representing like Ireland, you know. And we do understand, you know, how big this is, and, you know, as like I think we're all very excited yeah. about it, but at the same time, like, you know, we want to be able to do a really good job. We want to be able to represent Ireland.
It's the balance,
well.
Isn't it? I mean, it's a fantastic experience. It's a learning experience, but then comes with that a bit of pressure, and
of course,
keeps your feet to the fire, doesn't it? Because, you know, at the same time, you do. But I've no doubt with what you have done already, you'll be able to do that. Did you get training in terms of the marketing and communication side of things, Danielle?
Yeah, we did a workshop with a girl from Idris na Gaeltachta, and she helped us like with the importance of like social media, and like she like showed us how to do like surveys and stuff, and she helped us.
Yeah, it's about reach too, isn't it, Fia? It's about getting your product in front of people that might buy it.
Yeah, definitely. Our social media played a big part in that, I think.
Mm. And Molly, what have you learned from this whole experience? I do often wonder, you know, because certain things we do when we're learning might push us in a certain direction, right? And you have a long time yet before you have to decide what you want to do. But any of you, have you found that, you know, this process has maybe helped focus where you want to go in terms of your education?
Well, we definitely learned how hard it is to start a business. Mm. So in the future, we'll know what it takes to start a business.
Yeah, for sure. Because I've interviewed people, it's not exclusively, but a lot of them actually from the west of the county that start businesses at this age, venture, and end up, if not doing the business solely into the future, maintaining it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying that's necessarily going to be the case here, right?
And I think, you know, just in terms of that, like, I think that really kind of like highlights the importance of the practical side of learning as well, you know, because they have to experience all of what it takes to set up a business. So, like, they know the struggles it is with finance. They know how hard it is to market something. They know to understand, you know, their competitors. And they're getting the hands-on experience.
It's amazing experience, because I've spoken to and do tend to speak to employers. And, you know, we've got amazing young people coming through with qualifications. But there is an issue maybe, A, with resilience, but that's a different conversation, but B, sort of practical implementation of the skill sets. But that's work's already been done with the four girls, if you know what I mean. They get it
and
when they
do
get into the workspace.
It hasn't all been, you know, where like it's all exciting and it's all fun. There's also been the challenging side of it. There's been, I'm sure the girls agree, there's been the arguments of what way to do something. And just as well, time, like their skills, like time management skills, like that was a huge challenge, I think, for the girls, because they have other commitments outside of this business. Mm. Obviously, they're in school, but as well as that, they have other commitments, like, for example, Fia and Brianna, I think they're involved with the FAI and Fun Harps and stuff. Like, so again, just, and they understand as well the pressure as well, you know, with meeting deadlines. There was a lot of deadlines involved in this competition.
Now obviously, yes, our students at Public School Gweedore, was part of this process to looking at education, third level education opportunities through Irish? Was that part of this actual?
Well, the whole competition is run through Irish,
really?
Actually, but now this is another thing we have to get prepared now for Europe.
Can I just say, by the way, the other 44 countries aren't going to speak in Irish.
No, well, neither are we. We have to switch it now.
Just in case anyone didn't tell you, just a bit of insider knowledge there.
But that, again, like all of the advertising, everything now has to switch their presentations. Yeah. Everything, you know, their interviews.
But
up
it's
until
like
now,
the Irish came. It's good that Irish come first, and
100%.
Then it's being adapted,
100%.
Isn't it? Rather than it being the reverse or tokenism. You know, sometimes you see a bit of tokenism with the language,
and it's just to give them that experience as well. You know, of like they were on Radio na Gaeltachta, they're doing their interviews with Radio na Gaeltachta, TG Cathair, and all this year through Irish, and also to get the experience now of doing all of the through English. Mm. The same way, like they're learning, their teaching and learning is all through Irish in school, and as well, you know, when you go to university, sometimes then it can be a struggle to make the switch, you know, between the English and the Irish, but just to give them that little bit of experience of doing presentations and interviews as well through English.
Yeah, indeed. And a lot of people see great benefits of actually going through their entire third level doing it in Irish as well. Right, it's all very exciting. And you head off on on, what was the date again, on the 13th of July there, Monday to Friday, representing, I suppose, yourselves, your school, but the county and the country as well.
Yes.
You know, it's a great honour, and I'm sure you'll do us very proud.
We hope so.
So just to recap, Molly, are the beds available for people to purchase if they're interested?
Yeah, so if you just go to our social media, and if you want to buy one.
At EcoPause on EcoPause 2025,
yeah.
On Facebook and Instagram as well. Brianna, what's your takeaway from this whole experience so far?
I really enjoyed doing it with my friends, and I think
who's the biggest diva?
Probably Fia. Okay.
Who's the most easygoing?
Oh, Molly.
All right, I want to find out what the two traits are from those that you mentioned, but we won't. Who's the most competitive?
Fia.
Right, okay. Definitely.
I don't want to target too much on Fia now, so I might back out of that line of questioning. Is that all right? Okay, listen, have a fantastic time. But as you've been pointing out, Muncher, there is a very serious element of it, and you're there and the other teachers strike that balance.
Yeah,
it has to be a great experience, but an experience of growth, not just in terms of business but everything as well. So thank you all very much indeed, Danielle, Fia, Brianna, Molly, and Emer. It's been lovely having you in, and the very, very best luck. You'll let us know how you get
100%, on 100%. And you can also follow the journey as well through the Instagram. Brianna will be looking after the social media side of things.
Are you putting it on any social media for young people, or is it just old farts social media?
Yeah,
for everybody. Daniel O'Donnell actually was.
Yeah. Well, he'll always offer support.
Yeah, he was. He put up a video about the beds for us.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
excellent.
So.
He's never found wanting, is he, in supporting?
Always supporting. Yeah.
Okay. The very best of luck to you all. I'll be back with the weather after these.